Stop 18 is the Walter Burley Griffin Incinerator, now the headquarters of the Ipswich Little Theatre. The site is in daily use for rehearsals and performances 50 weeks of the year. Its busy program of events includes plays, one-act play festival and activities for its various groups, including junior theatre. Tour groups and organisations can arrange an inspection of the building and watch a special short play. The unusual building was erected in 1936 as an incinerator for burning the city's garbage. It was designed by Walter Burley Griffin, the architect who, with his wife Marion Marney, designed the Australian capital city, Canberra. In the 1930s, during the Great Depression, Griffin and a colleague formed the Reverberatory Incinerator and Engineering Company and designed 13 large municipal incinerators, many of which have now been demolished. The Ipswich Incinerator survived and is considered an important part of Queensland's heritage. The incinerator is one of the most interesting buildings in Ipswich. If you'd like more information, this track continues on. Otherwise, return back towards the main road through the Nerima Gardens car park and go to the band rotunda at the entrance to the Nature Centre. And our next stop, number 19. The Ipswich Incinerator was designed by the renowned American architect Walter Burley Griffin. In 1912, he won an international competition to design Australia's national capital, Canberra. With his wife, fellow architect Marion Marney Griffin, and architect Eric Nichols, he established a practice in Melbourne. The Griffins had an inventive approach to industrial architecture. Buildings were to be attractive, have high-quality design, and fit into their environment. This philosophy is reflected in the design of this building with its contrasting brickwork, cream concrete chevrons or V-shaped patterns, internal box gutters, and ornamented central chimney. In 1935, the Griffins moved to India, where Walter unexpectedly died of peritonitis in 1937. So although he designed the Ipswich Incinerator, he never saw it. The construction was supervised by an Ipswich architect, George Brockwell Gill. The second chimney, added in 1940, was designed by Griffin's partner, Eric Nichols. So, what was a reverberatory incinerator? The innovative feature of the reverberatory technique was that rubbish was heated to 1200 to 2000 degrees Fahrenheit in a drying hearth. The hot gases of combustion were deflected or reverberated through the rubbish to dry it before it was burned. This greatly reduced noxious fumes and residue, producing low-emission waste disposal. In the Ipswich incinerator, rubbish was dumped from trucks, originally drays, which backed in at the top level. In the middle was the stoking floor, where the staff stoked the rubbish into the furnace below the ground floor. Below the ground floor, the ash and clinker were collected in trolleys for removal. The Ipswich incinerator opened on the 5th of November 1936 and was said to provide the most efficient, hygienic and economical method of garbage disposal available. Now return back towards the main road through the Nerima Gardens car park and go to the band rotunda at the entrance to the Nature Centre for our next stop, number 19.